Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode. Today I am joined by Lisa Orkin, who is the host of Project Woo Woo, where she has super real conversations with imaginary people. Lisa has been a comedy writer and actress in LA for over 30 years, has a company that creates comedy audio commercials and ghostwrites ads for big podcasts. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
It's so fun having these conversations, and I love the way that I get to meet all sorts of different people all over the world in sometimes kind of random ways, and yet they're always exactly the right people. So it's so cool to have you here and for us to have this conversation.
Yeah, I love, this is why I love podcasting. It's so like, yeah, it's like who knows who you're going to meet when and where across the globe.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun, especially when you meet people who have kind of a value match or you can see some synchronicity of. And so that kind of leads me into the question I always start with everyone with what is adulting, or what does adulting mean for you?
Well, I think adulting means to me, it's funny, the first thing I think of is money. How do you handle your life, your money, insurance, your what just came to me was like serious, but I did not grow up with the serious adults, but I think adulting means that you're supposed to have your shit together. Think that's which obviously none of us ever really do, but I think that's what it means, or like working a serious job. I think that's adulting. Getting your mail on a regular basis.
I love all of those things. Yeah. Does that mean then, in your opinion, that you can't be an adult or do adulting and still have fun, or like, or still be a creative, or still, you know, make it up as you go along?
You know, I think it in my head, it's funny because I had a dad who did like played for a living, and I don't know where I got in my head that I'm supposed to, you know, like adulting should be like, all right, stop with all this nonsense and go get a job. And this is my job, but it never seems like enough. And it's not enough of a job half the time, but I don't know how to do anything else.
Yeah. I kind of feel like the transition between I don't know how to do anything else and, you know what, I don't really want to learn either. Like, I'm happy, actually. Like, if it was a big enough deal, if you really needed to, as an adult, you have the resources available or the ability to go and learn them if you really wanted to change it.
Wow, I just feel like you nailed me. Right? Yeah, like, I literally just feel like you went, yeah, you know, Lisa, that's a little bit of bullshit, you know, right? Because if you really wanted to, you could go do that. You just don't want to. Yes, I don't want to. I don't want to.
But that's okay too, right? Like, it's the coach in me. I'm not capable of having a conversation without calling people on their bullshit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So, right. Yeah. I don't want to play that game. It seems like a really, like, then you retire at 65 and then you, and like anything, I know so many people who died before their retirement that I'm just like, what? If I like what I'm doing, why would I want to retire?
Yeah, I have no intention of ever retiring. I fucking love what I do, right? Like, I hope I'm really having having really powerful, empowering conversations with people in my 90s, right? Like,
yeah.
Why would I want to stop doing that? I love it.
Right. I just want to keep going until I fall over. You know, I mean, you know, adulting maybe is thinking, well, what if I don't fall over and I'm just half falling over for 20 years? Then I'm screwed. But, yeah. No.
And maybe then that in this kind of realm, adulting really then is like taking care of the stuff that will either stop you from falling over
or like help you and support you if you do fall over, right? But that doesn't mean you have to stop having fun.
No, exactly. Exactly. So just being a little conscious about making sure that your stuff is tied completely so that you're not relying on everybody else around you to help you if something happens.
Yeah, that really opens up such an interesting concept for me anyway, right? Like I think the world's starting to shift and I think it's okay to receive. And I think that we, you know, bringing back community, bringing back a way of living where we do support one another, where it's okay to fall over, right? Where you're not deemed as weak or, you know, or whatever, if you do fall over, but that people go, hey, sometimes people fall over. And like what we do is we just support each other. And I think if you have some people that are your people, then, you know, then you can support one another when you do fall over without thinking, fuck, I can't possibly ever fall over, because that in itself creates the stress that inadvertently means that you end up falling over.
Yeah. You know what? That's so interesting. And I think you're so right on, actually. I think that like just one of my friends moved up the street and just walking over to her house, sitting down and having a conversation for 20 minutes in the middle of the day or whenever is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Going out, connection with friends, it makes oxytocin in your brain, right? Which is really good for you. And connection is the deal. And I think that the more we connect, and I'm doing EMDR right now. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. And so, tell people who don't.
Yeah. Emotional. You're basically reprogramming your brain through either light therapy or like hold an egg in each hand that buzzes with sounds.
Yeah.
And go back and you retrack moments in your life into a different way. And it's bringing up all kinds of stuff. But one of the things that's really hard is to let myself be nurtured, because I didn't really learn how. But I'm a super nurturer. Maybe I think I am. I don't know. Maybe the people around me would say no. But I do feel that like I'm good at nurturing, but I'm not good at being nurtured and being open and receiving. And that, I think, is a part of adulting.
Yeah.
And that's right. Holding hands in community, just not, I'll hold everyone's hand instead of going, hold my hand too.
And that's so important, that piece. We were in my membership community that I have, which is called Misfit to Maven 360, where we look at 360 degree living, right? Like, what does it mean to be a creative adult that is like having fun at, you know, like all the things at once, right? Rather than like just focusing on this, because we've got this or that culture where somewhere systemically we believe that we can have a great relationship or a good business, or that we can be a good mom or you know, rich, or like there's all of these like little things that people have where they have these beliefs around like one or the other, rather than like, dude, it's okay for you to actually have all of those things, and you're not taking away from anyone else by doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is so interesting. And that other people can have it and you can have it too.
Yeah. You're not taking anything away from anyone, right? Like that's a really interesting thing. And so in that community in the last couple of weeks, we have had a whole conversation about codependency and like what it actually means. Because I think there's this whitewash word of codependency and it can make people go, oh, I don't have that. That's a thing, right? Like it's a diagnosable thing and I don't want it. I don't even know what it is, but just know. But actually it's really like most codependent people are overgivers, and they're people who just want to nurture everyone because they believe that there's some kind of love or validation outside of them, and that if they show up enough, if they give enough, if they give of themselves enough, then they will get something back or be validated or be whole or whatever that feeling is.
Right.
And it's such an interesting concept to really know within yourself that you're enough and that it's okay for people to love you and look after you and nurture you without you having to have done something to have earned it, right?
Yeah, that absolutely. I think that's really hard for me. I know that's really a hard thing. Like my value is tied up in with what I'm giving, not just because I am. And even if I say to myself, you know, for many years when I'm in yoga and they say pick an intention and I say I am fine just the way I am. Even lately, my newest one is, it seems so silly, is like I have everything I need.
Mm-hmm.
including clothing. But I have everything I need and I don't need anything else. I'm good. Mm-hmm. But then again, I wonder if that's wrapped up into saying, so I can't receive.
Well, it's really interesting. So for me, I really understand where you're coming from with that affirmation or mantra or intention. And for me, the subtlety is around, like, I have enough and I am enough. But that also leaves room for more, right? Like, we can't receive more until we're grateful for what we have got. So if we're always in this place, like, I'm never enough, it's never good enough, there is never enough, and I want more, then we're not really appreciating what we have got. And our energy is one of lack, right, and needing more. Whereas if you really knew that you were enough, and you did have everything that you needed, then your energy would be one of abundance. And therefore, you would start to attract and see more opportunities coming into your world anyway.
Right. It's just a mindset. It's just a complete mind shift. It's just seeing. I was saying to someone, I go, literally, it's the old, I see the glass half full as opposed to half empty.
Yeah.
It's just that. Just go, all right, yeah. In the moment, catch yourself and go, no, there's tons of water in there for me. Yeah. And room for more. Right.
Yeah. And I'm having a moment where you catch yourself is so normal, right? I think sometimes a lot of people think, oh, you know, I'll work with this coach, or I'll do this course, or I'll go to yoga enough, or I'll say the mantras, and one day I'll be done, and I'll be fixed, and I will just see everything.
I'll be Oprah. I'll feel like Oprah. I'll be Oprah. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, no, you're still going to look at the glass and go, oh, it's not quite enough. I want more than that, right?
Yeah.
And then you can catch yourself and go, drink it fast and then see. Yeah. And most of the time, like, something really insane will happen. Like, you'll pick your glass up and drink the water that's in it, and like a waiter will walk past and go, hey, do you want some more water, and refill your glass for you, right? Like, you don't need to worry. Like, it's you're constantly being looked after, but we are so inclined just to worry.
Yeah, I tend to worry a lot, and that's very adulty, isn't it? Can be. Maybe that's like bad adulting, is worrying.
It's so interesting to me, the connotations that adulting has. And I think it's a great thing. You know, I've always wanted to be an adult, and I take great pride, I think, in empowering myself through those things that a lot of people find boring. And again, that's just a mental shift, right? It's the difference between, like, do I have to, and like, I get to do this thing today. I'm just really, you know, I quite like, and don't get me wrong, there are days when I hate it. I don't want to fill a form in. I don't want to pay a person. I don't want to listen to hold music on the phone. Like, I am a normal human being, but also, I really try and shift and catch and shift my attitude around it, so that it's like, how cool is it that I get to pay this person today, or like fill in this form, and exist in society. It's just a little shift in our mind.
That's what I need you to shadow me, because that, like, literally going to the doctors and filling out forms. I go to the doctors. I'm all about taking care of myself, but like the form thing, I'm like, oh, not another form. Yeah.
If you go into the doctor's surgery and you imagine you were seven and you're playing doctors, right? How cool is it to fill that form?
Oh, that's true, right? When we're little kids, we're always playing office, playing grown up, playing married, playing all of those things. And then we grow up and we're like, I don't want to do any of it. I just want to play it. Oh, there's a weird twist in that.
Mm.
And, right.
And for me, that is the twist. It's like, we all think so many people think that if you harden, if we straighten, if we become more serious, that we'll adult better. And it doesn't work like that. Like, actually, the more you suffer, the more you have curiosity, the more you play, the more fun it is, and the easier it becomes to adult, actually.
Yeah, it's interesting for me what I do. It's a fine line, because I play for a living.
Yeah.
But it's still a living. So, so it's a very interesting line of, like, you know, when are you going to stop that? Or it is what I do. It's just what I do. It's like I pretend for a living, which is play. So
I think that's super cool. I think it's a great job that you have.
Yeah, it's a great, I love it. I love it. you know, when I get in studio and we get to play, pretend somebody's somebody else and I get to pretend they're somebody else for an hour. Oh my gosh, it's so great. We just get into that world like little kids.
But isn't that exactly what happens, is you shift your state and your attitude just by pretending you're something else, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just pretending. So yeah, I think that's a great idea. The idea that it's like, I'm like a little kid that gets to fill out a form.
And I know that you've got the skills because you literally do it for a living.
Yeah, right. So right. So and I do have those skills because I run a business. So I do have those skills. I just sometimes don't want to get my mail. Isn't it funny? Now that's an interesting one too, right? Like the little kid who can't wait to go get the mail every day. Mm-hmm. And as a grown up, I'll just be like, I'll get it tomorrow. I'll look at it tomorrow.
It's so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, pretending you're adulting while you're adulting, like you're a little kid pretending, is sort of a very playful way to look at it all.
Yeah, I think so. And I think by doing that, we get to have that tiny, it's a tiny subtle shift, right? It doesn't have to be a huge thing, just like you were saying, like looking at the glass of water one way or another, is nothing moved, nothing shifted. It's like the subtlest of things can make the biggest difference.
It's like the butterfly effect, right? Just one tiny little shifts a whole bunch of things.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. If people want to come and find out more about you and the work you're doing and come and listen to your podcast, where should they go?
Projectwoowoo.com, which is WOOWOO.com, is where they can find me. That's where I am most of the time. Pretending with other really wonderful LA actors. They just play all the people I've always wanted to talk to.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anywhere from like Moses to, you know, Tony Robbins, literally.
That's so fun. So cool. Yeah. We're going to put all the links in the show notes. So it makes it really, really easy to people.
Okay. Thank you.
Have you got an I'm an adult, but for me? I'm an adult, but.
Oh, I'm an adult, but I love to eat Rice Krispie treats in bed.
Yum. Yeah. Okay, what have I got today? I'm an adult, but I genuinely spend half of my time pretending I'm a kid in order to make adulting easier.
That's really good.
Oh, thank you for coming and hanging out with me today.
Thank you so much. That was really fun. Thank you.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time. We'll